Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 19th of March, but in the United Kingdom, in Uruguay and in Germany, it is also Mothering Sunday. So, happy Mothering Sunday to every one of you. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's, and it's great to have you here. St John's is a growing community, mainly centred in Cardiff, but with a fair number of our community outside Cardiff in the United Kingdom, and one or two really special folks who tune in from across the water in lots of different directions. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community today, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you are, however you've found us, for whatever reason you're here, it's good to have you. And we hope that you'll enjoy being part of this community of St John's. So, this week, given that it is Mothering Sunday, we're going to explore it. And we'll try to get away from some stereotypes and norms. If you put your first name and location into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, as several people have done already, we'll try to welcome you personally. It's only a suggestion though, and each week there's a number of people with us online, but they choose not to say who they are. That's just fine. If you can, please do stay with us to the end of the service. Got some photos from St John's this morning. So, who do we have online here with us today? First up was indeed Heather, who is going to give us the address a little later on in the service and who preached beautifully for us at St John's this morning. So, hello, Heather. She says, happy Mothering Sunday, everyone. Quickly behind her, actually, is Bjorn, and he covers all bases. Good afternoon, moin moin, buenas tardes, etc. from Bjorn in Lübeck. Bjorn, it's great to have you with us today, and I should be thinking of you and your family. Richard joins us from Central Cardiff. Good afternoon to all. The sun is trying to shine in Cardiff. Yeah, it's been quite a pleasant afternoon and a fair bit warmer than it was this time last week, I think. Very special family now. Julie, Jer and Cora have joined us for their first Mothering Sunday. Just so good to have the three of you here. I hope you're having a really good day, and I hope there are many, 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 many more of those to come. Amanda joins us from a sunny Cwmbran. Hello, Amanda. Just great to see you. Mary joins us. Happy Mothering Sunday, she says. Mary joins us from Gloucester. Great to have you with us. Paul joins us from Pontprenai in Cardiff. Hello, Paul. Great to see you. I hope you are well. Mary joins us, Mary Latcham joins us from Frome. Just wonderful to have you with us, Mary. It really is. Elaine joins us from wonderful West Yorkshire. She says, hello everyone, enjoy today, especially the happy mothers. Absolutely, quite so. And in fact, Elaine sent us a lovely photograph from earlier on in the week when the weather was a touch more moody and a little bit more spectacular. And we'll have that coming up at the end of the service today. I think it's the first photo in our outros. Lots of oranges and pictures of roofs of houses and stuff. So thank you for sending that in, Elaine. I'm looking forward to sharing that with our community at the end of the service. Ruth, one of our two excellent church wardens. Ruth joins us as well from the Bay area of Cardiff. So hi to you. And Myrta checks in from a rainy and grey Montevideo. Myrta, it's lovely to see you. I think we have one of your photos in the outro video as well today. I think you sent me one and I hadn't put it in actually. It seems to be of an indoor garden. And I hope I put it in today, having trailed that now. Last week, it was baking in Monte Video. Today, it's rainy and grey. Ah, such is life. But I hope you're well. Hope you're well, Myrta. So, a very special welcome again to you if you're listening on the phone. So, this service is available an hour after we broadcast it. It's available on the phone for the cost of a normal call to Cardiff. So, hello to Olwena, who I know sometimes listens in despite coming usually to our 10 o'clock service. Norma, hello, lovely to see you. Glenys, maybe listening. Joyce and Vernette. Hello to Christabel, hello to Iris, Jane and her friends, and hello to Dorothy. Each and every one of you is most welcome. Before we go any further, on behalf of St. John's Community, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday this coming Thursday to Alison Rennie. Alison sometimes sings in our choir, long-standing member of the community. We shall be thinking of you. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather today together to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a moment to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Mothering Sunday is next, and it's read for us today by our organist, Philip.
God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
This week's reading comes from chapter 3 of the letter to the Colossians, and it's read for us today by Vanessa.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Now here's Heather with her address.
Today in the UK is Mother in Sunday, a tradition that dates back to the Middle Ages when people visited their mother church, usually the place where they were baptised. In modern times, it has largely been replaced by the secular tradition of honouring our earthly mothers. Nothing wrong with that, but mothering is so much more than being someone's mum, and there's more to think about than chocolates and flowers and the women who brought us up. So why does the church still mark Mothering Sunday, and what can it say to us? Well, Paul's letter to the Colossians has some interesting things to say, which may or may not be about mothers and mothering. He tells them, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. This may have been included in the readings today because those qualities are often considered to be feminine or maternal qualities. It paints a rather lovely picture, but one that is lacking in some respects. Women are brave and strong too. I know my mother was, as were a lot of the women who mothered me when I was growing up. And I have mothered them in return. Because being a mother isn't measured purely in biological terms. It's also measured in behaviour and attitude. And how do you mother someone? Well, one definition of mothering is relating to or characteristic of a mother, especially in being caring, protective and kind. It's rather like Paul's list. And Paul doesn't simply tell the Colossians to be compassionate, kind, humble, meek and patient. He says they are to clothe themselves with those things, to put them on every day as we put on our actual clothes. Now, many of us wear clothes or badges that say who we are. Police officers, medical staff, firefighters. We have expectations of them because of that. Expectations of their roles, but also of behaviour and attitude. So as Christians, we should clothe ourselves in a way that says we are followers of Jesus Christ, who had compassion on the crowds that followed him, who healed the sick, who fed the hungry, who reached out to the lost, the lonely and the outcast. Jesus, who wept over Jerusalem and said he longed to gather its children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Rather like a mother. And Jesus is the ultimate symbol of love. His sacrifice on the cross was because he loved us. And what does Paul say about love in his letter? Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Love comes above everything else. I have a bright pink coat, and because it is such a bright colour, everybody notices it. Love should be like that. It should be the thing that everybody notices about us. Paul's letter to the Colossians may have been included today because women are supposed to show certain qualities, because society has expectations of us. But Paul's letter was written to men and women, and specifically Christian men and women. Whether or not we believe that compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience are inherently feminine qualities, they are Christian qualities, and ones we should all strive to display. So I would urge us to consider today, how can we love others in the way that Jesus loves us?
Thank you, Heather. And so now we come to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart today, if you want to put it into the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. It is a public forum, of course, so you might want to use first names or initials only and be quite general. You can be specific if you want, but we'll try and pray for your intention. And if you add it after the service, if you're listening on catch up or what have you, or sometimes messages don't get through to us while we're live, we will pick that up and pray during the week for your intention. We are a praying and prayerful community. And as we are gathering our thoughts and our prayers, here's a reminder of the promise which we have made to each other to pray with and for each other now.
Hi, my name's Laura and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
So, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. We continue to pray for the people affected by the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria. And we also continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, for the war which continues at this time. With Mary, we pray for Antoinette and for Barbara and join our prayers to hers for the country of Ukraine. We commend to God the people of Myanmar, especially the Rohingya people, the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan, and all who fear a hard, strong government. We hold before God the unrest in France over the French pension reforms, the elections in Nigeria and the unrest there, the escalating protests in Israel, and the country of Ecuador, where an earthquake has killed 15 people. With John in France, we pray for his friend Ian and all who mourn him. We pray that they may know how much God loves them. We continue to pray for John in his own recovery. And we give thanks for Sylvia and Glenys as they recover. We continue to pray for Norma, for Val and for Anne, for Marilyn and Josh, for Ruth and her brother John and his wife Catherine. We give thanks for all who know in their illness that God is with them. We commend to God those amongst us who have died recently, and ahead of their funeral, we pray for Oswald and Marion, for Ollie's grandfather Barry, whose funeral is this week, for Anna Matthews, priest in Cambridge, for Nosheen's mother, Hakam Jan Shokat. And we pray for all who mourn for them. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We finish by joining our prayers to Louise's, where there is bad snow for her family in Canada. So we pray for all who live in North America and are subject to these weather conditions. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us for this service today, and indeed for being part of this community of St. John's. If you'd like to join us for evening prayer, which we say at 5 o'clock for around 15 minutes each weekday, drop us an email. We'll send you the links. This Wednesday, we have a rather special evening. We're having the second of what we're calling the Cardiff Conversations. This is where we get a chance to hear from an invited guest speaker on a topic of interest to us all. And this one is a really special one. It's with the former Archbishop of Canterbury, the Right Reverend, Right Honourable, the Lord Williams of Oystermouth, Rowan Williams. So, if you are free and you'd like to come along, Wednesday, 7 o'clock in St. John's. And it is going ahead. Our heating is broken. It's cold. It's going to be quite chilly. We don't think the heating will be fixed in time. We know the problem, but it's not that simple to fix it. So if you are attending the Cardiff Conversation, coats, gloves, scarves and hats. That's the order of the day, or at least it's my tip. Anyway, next Sunday is Passion Sunday, as we get quite close to the rather sharp end of Lent and Passiontide. So do join us if you can next week, 10 o'clock in St. John's Church, online at the normal time of 4 o'clock and 1 hour later on demand on the phone. However you join us, wherever you join us from, it's great to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much part of our community. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end today, as ever, with some photos which I took after the service in St. John's this morning. There's quite a lot. There's certainly the photograph I mentioned at the top of the service, which we got sent by Elaine in Yorkshire, of quite a moody, snowy winter's evening. I think it might have been a morning, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous colour sun there. And plenty, plenty from just the coffee session. You see some of them holding daffodils, which we gave to everyone, men and women, non-binary people. Everybody gets a chance to join in our Mothering Sunday. Well, thank you for being with us today. We wish each and every one of you a happy, gentle and blessed week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jubendithiog chi.